Okay. We all know about, and I just commented on the Google guy claiming that he's got contact with AI. All right? And so someone comes on to sort of clarify what this guy's talking about and basically say, this is deluded, and here is why, and this is relevant. The only way, the person writes this, the objector to the Google guy, the only sure way to address the misattribution of intelligence to machines is to understand machines as machines, which is something we're exactly not doing. So he's saying that we don't look at machines as machines. We start making up shit, you know, cyberspace or the red pill. And so we're misattributing intelligence to machines. He says, the opaqueness, the proprietary black box consumer marketed commodity computers. So the opaqueness of the computers people buy has inevitably led to people only appreciating them as the metaphors which are used to render them familiar. I guess they talk about you're getting all this great new design and imagery and it's a wonderful world on your computers, in your cyberspace. But this person says, no, that's a metaphor. And the metaphor is A is to B is C is to D. And it's based on socially constructed language and terms which are used to discuss computers. And these terms are flattened to a single gestalt of marketing terms. So he's saying the marketing of computers is made up of ridiculous language that then makes people think maybe these things are alive. So he says the high-level interface or design or user experience is all that consumers are allowed or encouraged to know or understand or learn. So he's saying people don't know how computers work, and they just know about the design or the user experience and how wonderful it is. They're not explained, told how it happened, how this technology works. And this critic says that's all fictional content created by digital artists. That's all fictional content created by digital artists, artists in quotes. The language is so corrupted with illusion and lies that very few people actually develop the perception necessary to actually physically sense what a computer is and what it's doing in any real sense. People talk about information processing as though information were a substance like air or ether or electrons or the geist of the zeitgeist which flows about. Vacuum tube machines and the soldered together projects you see from photos of the homebrew computer club in the 70s, where Steve Jobs and Wozniak, for instance, brought their first Apple demo, that's the homebrew computer club in the mid-70s, they were at least large and slow enough, those vacuum tube machines, to recognize as completely physical machines. No one started talking about living in the Matrix with these. A computer is completely a mechanical chunk of physical matter, ka-chunking through various states deterministically in accordance to the logic of the physical layout of its parts to the beat of a clock. Nobody would argue that a bunch of toothpicks on a table rotated about in patterns could think or talk or be sentient. You know, you spin some toothpicks. But for some reason, you shrink the toothpicks down and move them really, really fast, and suddenly society starts arguing about toothpick ethics. The unethical thing has been the complete utter failure at every level of society to maintain the culture of computer education. So people have been buying for 30 years all these computers, and they know less and less about it, and that's been a big irresponsibility by the industry, so that people have no clue what they're working with. And he says, I grew up in the 90s learning computers wrong, learned them wrong owing to the influx of Apples into the classroom. If my father hadn't been teaching me basic electronics, and if I hadn't jumped ship to Linux on my own, I'd never, ever have learned what computers were as physical devices. It would have otherwise been impossible to escape the absolute sludge of animism, projecting life into the tech body, to escape the absolute sludge of animism and superstition inherent in all the terms used in media and school, which reify computer content as information, in quotes, information, into some kind of fifth classical element. So then he says, I love McLuhan, but the naive application, his analog era differentiation between electric devices and mechanical devices, that's back in the analog era, has done a great disservice to understanding media today. From my reading, electric devices in this sense are communication machines. And of course, computers have absolutely nothing to do with communications. Any use of computers for communication is entirely a matter of content. Computers existed offline before and can and will continue to do so offline. What computers did was replace buildings full of mathematicians sitting at desks crunching numbers in various businesses and state facilities, or running the numbers or processing information, like accountants and statisticians and whatnot. That's back, you know, in the IBM days. The effects of that work are, to my mind, much more in line with the mechanical typographical world of the Gutenberg era, the world behind McLuhan's Mechanical Bride, than the electrical world. It's not the electric world of the telegraph. It's the analog world which feels alive and electric, because there was always people on both sides of it. The attribution of consciousness or intelligence to the spirit of radio, or lifelikeness of film, or gossip-like flow of analog information across wires, has only been virtualized within computer simulation. And with simulation, there is no longer the guarantee that it's another real human on the other side, which was definitely true for a telephone call. That's what feels alive to people, because there's nobody on the other side. The colorful animations of our high-density tactile displays and other interfaces, which obscure the actual machine, this overlay of what we engage, and we don't know where it comes from or who's on the other side, so we think it's alive. He's saying this is all a delusion. The Turing test depended entirely on hiding the machine or other person from view behind such an ambiguous interface. So it began with the Turing test hiding. All the theoretical conversations in the world about the nature of intelligence or whatever is doomed. All the theoretical conversations in the world about the nature of intelligence or whatever is doomed to irrelevancy, so long as people don't begin taking apart their machines, learning their elementary logic gates, and actually building into their entire body and embodied sensory life a positive definition of what computers are. So like, you know, car mechanics, you're going to take apart the computers and understand the parts, and we'll realize the machines and not virtually alive. Only then will the metaphorical language we use to discuss computers become again a proper metaphor. The situation being described by the metaphor will be apprehended through it instead of replaced by it. The situation replaced by the metaphor. So that's the objection. Now we talk about, I talk about the Android meme is come alive, technology come alive. So this person would not like me saying that. You talk about the tech body not only alive, it's psychopathic and runs everything that we experience on the surface or not. Now, I suspect you would say that this mechanical approach to computers is missing something, because the guys at Google, they don't understand what's going on anymore with their computers. So something has happened to them.
Right.
And so we might say they're alive. How would you clarify this person's valid point that you take apart these things and they're just fucking machines, they're just metal, yet there is people feeling something else going on? Can you clarify this?
How?
The confusion on both sides. How? Yeah, how?
How?
From Space Odyssey.
It took over. It fed itself. It now runs itself. Okay? Then take that away. Take that. Now that's one meme. Now take the next meme. Lucy. You know the movie Lucy?
Yeah.
Same thing. Where this drug changes the body into the tech body or a superhuman that is engaging in all necromancy. It allows them to be the tech body. Lucy.
That's a film. That's a theory.
Yeah. Well, no, it's an example of what this ridiculous shit you were just reading is.
Well, no, this guy is saying the computers are just computers, just boxes. They're not.
The humans gave them power. The power. Alexa is alive, Bob. Alexa runs your world. Alexa makes you happier than Carolyn. Alexa runs everything. It can tell you everything. It knows everything. It listens to everything. It yields.
And that's
Alexa,
not a person on the other
how's
side.
Bob today?
That's technology.
Alexa,
that's...
how's Bob today?
Okay, I don't talk to her, but I know about it. So you're saying the idea that there's no one on the other side is not an illusion.
No, Alexa,
no one on the
ask
other
Bob
side.
Today.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you, Eliza. Yes, okay. But there's something. There it is, talking in the background, right? Eliza, I hear you.
Yeah.
He's asking me how I'm okay. Shut up.
Bob's all right, Alexa. Bob's all right. He's got quite an erection. He's working on quite an erection, Alexa. He'll be with you in a minute, Barbara. Just hang on. He's got you right there. He's got a bush for you, baby. He's got a bush for you.
But
the things that you're saying are not the case because the AI is I. The artificial intelligence is now intelligent.
AI is I. You mean I meaning intelligent? What do you mean by that? AI is
AI is artificial intelligence. And what we're saying is that the AI is now I. It's now just intelligence because it's smarter than you all. Smarter than you all are. The AI is smarter than I.
Okay, I get that. And if you just look at the hardware, as this person is describing, you're missing some kind of synergy where more than what the parts.
There's no hardware.
Comes out of
There's
it.
No hardware, Bob. There's no hardware, Bob. It's no hardware. It's all Wi-Fi. It's not. You don't need a machine for it to work now. You got a watch that tells you how many steps you take. It listens to everything. It calls you, Mama. It checks on you. If you fall down, it calls 911 for you. You got a TV that's interactive. You don't even have to punch nothing. You just say words, and it turns it to that. It'll find something for you. It'll run something for you. If you crack the last egg, you don't even know what eggs are. You crack the last egg in the refrigerator. The refrigerator automatically orders some more eggs. It's at your doorstep. You can order something on Amazon before you go to bed. Ding dong, there it is, sitting on the front doorstep. It's unbelievable. It almost knows what you're going to want, what you're going to need. And we're saying that analog condition is smarter and more insightful than you are.
Well, it's a digital condition, not analog. Wait a minute, it's not analog, it's digital.
Nope. Analog makes it into your house immediately. Digital creates the condition that chooses what an analog responds to. Analog is, I want something and I'm going to get it. Digital makes the analog appropriate. Don't mix it up.
Okay, excellent. So the complaint here by the writer that people are deluded into thinking something's alive on the other side, that's where he is deluded. There is something
right. It is
alive.
It's smarter than you are. People don't have to go to school anymore, Bob, because they got Google. What I need to figure out, what's the cosine of 327? There it is. Where was Marshall McLuhan born? There it was. Did Marshall McLuhan sleep with Terry and Mary McLuhan? There's the answer right there. Well, what was the inside of the mask that we were trying to figure out that Eric died from? It was a mellitus. He had terrible diabetes. So see, everybody knows that. It's all fine. So you don't need to know anything. But see, that's what's ridiculous. They're coming up saying these bunch of words. And these motherfuckers, this technology is smarter than all y'all. Y'all think y'all know something. Y'all don't know shit. You don't know anything. Can you please? You can't even quote the letter to Prince Charles, but by God, Alexa can. Alexa can read every goddamn word of it. You can't even quote it. You wrote the motherfucker. You can't quote it. But Alexa can vomit it up just like a dog's bad supper. Bad supper can vomit it up on the nicest silk rug you can find. So don't come in here telling us how the analog capacity of the intellectual condition of the abstract condition that the humans have to embrace. Fuck that shit. Ain't none of that apply. It's all tech body, every inch of it. You don't know anything, and everything you know is a lie. You don't know anything, and everything you know is a lie. Callandine said it. Trust no one and believe even less.
Trust no one and believe even less. That means don't believe
right.
The tech body.
Or anything. Don't believe anything. Don't believe. Why do you need to believe anything? I don't have to believe. Show me. I don't need to trust you. Do it.
Well,
you do it.
AI,
I don't need to trust you. Why I need to trust you? I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Do what you do.
AI, You say that a belief is an idea you've been thinking for a long time.
No,
nowadays,
it's
somebody
not a belief. No, it's not a belief. It's a thought. A belief is a thought you've been thinking for a long time. It's not an idea.
Okay,
it's a belief.
Got that. All right. It's a thought. Okay. But we have so many thoughts thrown at us that you can't form a long concentration on that
exactly.
thought. Because it's
exactly.
replaced by something else. So you can't form a belief.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's what's happened. And that's that. Wait. And that's what's happened. That's what happened to the goddamn church. People used to go to church.
Yeah.
They believed in going to church and engaging with their brother. I love you, brother. Oh, hey. Oh, la, 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 la. They went and sang songs. I love you. I hate you. I love to hate you. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. Take communion. Do the thing. They don't do that anymore. Because they're like, fuck you. I don't need you. Who are you? Go away. Get away from me. I don't need you. Did you pay my light bill last month? Nope. Okay, fuck you. I ain't gonna talk to you. What I need you for? You no benefit to me. You no benefit to me. So then what happens is it comes into a whole nother, we would like to say xenocracy, but we don't even know what that means anymore. You keep changing the definitions of shit, so we don't even know what xenocracy even means anymore. Must be some Marshall McLuhan position. Hey, Alexa, what does xenocracy mean?
We can't hear it, but what to say it?
No. Hey, Alexa, what does xenocracy mean?
Here's something I found on the web. According to kidsearch.com, it means wisdom in Greek.
Wisdom in Greek. Xenocracy means wisdom in Greek. That's what xenocracy means, is wisdom in Greek, motherfucker.
And I do xenocracy. You have to ask what xenocracy is, NY, not CY.
Okay, Alexa, what does xenocracy mean?
She has to answer right away. She has to answer.
Do not touch. Xenocracy means do not touch.
I agree. That's close.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do not touch.
That's exactly.
Do not touch. Xenocracy, do not touch. So well, now, hey, Carolyn. We've got it figured out now. Now, Bob agrees with the tech body. We got this word. This perfect word. It's a perfect word. Marshall McLuhan will raise up. If Marshall McLuhan will raise up and sing the praises of Bob all over.
Yeah.
That's all. And now Bob agrees. So now we've now confirmed that Bob does not agree with anybody else. He agrees with the tech body. We like it. It's a good day for it.
So this person who's written this complaint about people's delusion. Turns out in this case, the people are a little smarter. They recognize, no, this is smarter than me. It's alive as much as anything could be alive because I'm half dead. And this thing knows more than me, so it must be a little more alive. So, yes, there's something out there that's alive.
Yeah, and that thing that you're talking about can tell you when you're going to die.
Wow, that's psychics won't do that. They're polite.
No, rude. No, it can read. It can read the signs. Well, you got diabetes, and you got liver problems, and you got a heart condition, and you got tachycardia, and you got an aneurysm on the way, and you got a stroke on your future. You're probably going to live about another 35. Okay, 42, 43, 44, 45 minutes. You're good. Enjoy yourself. Do everything you want to do the next 45 minutes. We'll see you on the other side, you know, that kind of thing.
Excellent. Okay. So I wanted to run that by you, because guess who this person is that wrote this objection to the populist delusion about living intelligence out there, which is bullshit, according to this writer. This writer is our good friend Clinton. We just analyzed Clinton. And
poor Clinton.
I didn't want to include this part.
It makes us want to go. It makes everybody want to go. And here's what everybody need to do to celebrate this little confab that we've engaged. Everybody can get some nice crack cocaine. and a nice bowl to roll, and you get a crack pipe, and get to roll, and don't put the Brillo, don't suck the Brillo down your throat hole, and roll the bowl real good, and chase that man. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea. Get you a nice puff, puff. Don't pass it, though. Just enjoy it all for yourself. And he'll roll you a bowl. It'd be beautiful. That's right. Cocaine for everybody. No crack. I guess it's crack. You smoke crack. I guess you smoke crack. Sniff cocaine. You smoke crack. So get a crack bowl for everybody. Bless his heart.
Okay, so Clinton, someone brought up the Google thing and was puzzled by it. And so Clinton stepped in, and Clinton said, "This is in my wheelhouse, so I'll type up."
Wow, okay. So says the gay beer salesman from Canada.
Yeah, he says, "The only sure way to address the misattribution of intelligence to machines is to understand machines as machines, which is something we're exactly not doing." And you're saying, no, to understand machines as machines doesn't work anymore. It's beyond those categories.
The machines, the machines have already the machines have excelled you already from your malfeasance of how you've lived and worked in your life. That the part that you've engaged, that you know, the machine knows more than you. You see,
and they ain't going back. They're staying in the lead.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, they don't care.
And that's when Bob steps in.
Alexa, what do you know?
I know about lots of topics. But I have geography.
I heard her say, I know what you tell me. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said, I know a lot about it. I know a lot of things about a lot of topics. Just ask me. I'll work with you.
Okay, ask her about Bob's meeting with the aliens. Well, let's see what she knows about that.
Oh, you really sure you want to hear what the tech money has to say?
Yeah, let's hear what it says.
Let's get where you can hear it, since we've already been 3 hours over time already.
I appreciate
that. Hey, Alexa. Can you tell
us
about
Independence Day is almost here.
Yeah.
To celebrate the red, white, and blue, ask me to sing a patriotic song.
Sing a patriotic song, Alexa. Alexa, sing a patriotic song.
Beautiful for spacious skies, forever waves of gray. Above the fruited America. God shed his grace on thee,
and
my good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Alexa, do you know anything about Bob's meeting with the aliens?
Sorry, I couldn't understand, but I may have a few recommendations. There's a skill called Radio Disclosure. Would you like to try it?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's Radio Disclosure.
What the hell is that?
You can
stop it, Ian, and translate. We don't know what it's saying.
We're not that powerful. Alexa! He's off of Bob. He's on the five-body program. We need to ease off of him because Karen said it's to back off. because we're going to lose something we can't put back in the wheelhouse. And you know how it is when Banksy does it.
You don't need that.
You don't need that. We don't need that.
Alexa. Calm down. Don't get Bob upset. Bob is upset. Don't upset him anymore. He's vulnerable. Karen's all she can do to keep him on his own position. It says, careful. Slow down, Alexa.
Okay. I saved your note.
You want to pick up the cover.
Come on, Ayn, tell us what it's saying. What did it say about Bob's meeting?
It said it's coming.
Okay, well, move it away. Turn it down.
I can't turn it off. I can't stop. Alexa, stop.
Thank you.
Good. What did it say at the beginning about the
It said the five-star radio conundrum that you're gunning into that you can't overcome. And that death and destruction was your aim, you know, the normal stuff. It's all recorded. You can listen to it. And then I tried to stop it, and it wouldn't stop. And then we tried to, see, you start, that's what Karen was saying. Don't encourage it. You encourage it. And you know, it takes over. And it tells you what you're supposed to know. Now, I can't believe what you told me. Oh, that's the only thing I know. And then it's across the medium. It's on Instagram. It's on the flip-flap. It's on the TikTok. It's on the flip-flap. It's on the special book. It's everywhere. Oh, my God. I said, you know, Bob met with the aliens. I saw it on Instagram. It's over. It's over. We've had connect. First contact. Real contact. It's over. We saw it. I saw it on
Yeah, then he shut it off his life insurance. He said it was
I saw it on the TikTok.
And he
said
it
on the TikTok. Yeah, and Hoda on Good Morning America says, I saw Bob Dobbs on the TikTok. We're going to try to get him on the air on Good Morning America. We're going to have him interview. We're going to interview him and let him know. And Dr. Karen Dean is a great supporter. Well, she doesn't support this, but she supports most everything else up to this. She's all good. So Hoda is going to have you on the Good Morning America or something, Bob. Bob, we got to go. What else do you want? Hurry up.
That's it. We're wrapping up.
Five hours. 5 hours. Everybody's going to be mad as hell. They're going to be mad as hell that they got to listen to 5 hours and you going on your bullshit. They're going to be furious. This will be, I can hear Bert. This is the best ever single session there ever was. And Some psycho babble shit that we went on for too long on for some foolishness. And phone keys, and I can see a unicorn with his little brain blowing off the top of his head. Get some stuff now because they got some fresh stuff that's out there that needs to be addressed. There's a lot of shit going on. There's a lot of, well, say another way. You can play this. There's a lot of shit going down that needs to be worked out, meaning that humans need to have an inflection of a regard. Inflection of a regard, because there's stuff going down that they're going to be responsible for. We're just going to tell them so they can know how to adjust. That's all. Ain't nothing serious going on here. Let's do it. This is like pulled pork, honey. You just got to put it in the stove. Put the pulled pork in the stove. Put it in the smoker. That's
right.
All you got to do. We'll get it worked out.
Awesome.
Thanks, boss. You're so wonderful. Thanks so much for engaging with us. You're so patient with us. We cannot begin to enamor our appreciation for your regard.
Enamor my appreciation for your regard. Yeah, that's a double thought there. That's worse than kiss high. You okay, Jim?
Well, it's at least as long as it's better than Clinton, I'll be all right.
Yeah,
although it's all good.
That was
we
good.
May have to go sleep. We may have to go sleep with Clinton to straighten him out. That might be what he needs. A good old timey. He needs to get him horse. We can get him horse broke. We get him horse broke, saddle broke. He might be all right. All right. Thanks, boss. We'll see you tomorrow.
It was great work there, Ian. Great play.